It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. The possible entrance of Trader Joe's into Colorado's grocery market has excited many fans of the natural goods retailer. Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood is here this morning to talk more about what the future might hold for the company in Boulder. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with a little background for those who are not familiar with this company.
Well, Trader Joe's is a specialty grocer based in Monrovia, California. And it's built a cult following as it's expanded over the years to about 365 stores in more than 30 states. The company is a natural foods grocer that offers a wide and culturally diverse product selection. It's also quirky, with store employees wearing Hawaiian shirts. That's because, as the company states on its website, they're traders on the culinary seas, searching the world over for cool items to bring home to their customers. And the strategy has definitely worked. Forbes magazine recently called the company a perfect example of how to gain a competitive edge in a crowded marketplace.
Who would have thought Hawaiian shirts would do that? Now, Chris, a crowded marketplace is exactly what Trader Joe's will find in Boulder. What impact would its entry have on the market? I mean, Boulder is certainly not a city that lacks natural and organic products.
Definitely not. In fact, Boulder has been described as the most competitive natural foods grocery market in the nation. The city already boasts several Whole Foods stores, as well as Sprouts, Sunflower Market, Natural Grocer by Vitamin Cottage, and Alfalfa's. You also have local stores such as Lucky's Market and large grocery chains such as Safeway and King Supers, which boast sizable inventories of natural and organic products. So while Trader Joe's will be a formidable addition to the Boulder market, it's not entering virgin territory.
Why then does the company want to open a location in such a competitive market?
I should point out that Trader Joe's isn't discussing its plans, but most analysts expect it to open 3 to 5 stores in the metro area, with Fort Collins being another possible location. As to why Trader Joe's is entering the Boulder market now, I would guess that city status as the center of the natural products industry has a lot to do with it. Not only does Boulder County boast such companies as Celestial Seasonings, White Wave, and Aurora Organic Dairy, but it also serves as the home of hundreds of natural and organic companies, many of which rely on the local natural foods grocers to get their products in front of the market, first a local market, then a national audience. Boulder truly is the preeminent place in the country for that sector. So by going into Boulder, Trader Joe's gets closer to that product pipeline.
But even so, Chris, too much of a good thing could backfire, couldn't it? I mean, couldn't the excitement that Trader Joe's brings possibly force another one of these natural grocers to close?
Quite possibly. Time will tell, I suppose. The city certainly has seen natural foods retailers come and go before, mostly as local brands have been acquired over the years. But you can bet that all of the natural grocers now serving the market are doing some competitive analysis and will be planning to address the challenge that Trader Joe's will present. In the end, what has been a higher price market might see some downward pressure on prices. And I would think that the existing stores will be seeking other ways to stand out in terms of products, services, and marketing.
I'm still wondering, though, why it has taken Trader Joe's so long to enter the Colorado market, and especially Boulder, with all that the city has to offer.
One reason might be the state's liquor laws. Trader Joe's sells a lot of wine, and grocery stores in Colorado in general are not allowed to sell wine. It may also be that the company felt that Colorado's highly competitive natural grocer market would present more of a challenge and wanted to hold off while solidifying other parts of the country first. We'll soon find out whether their strategy worked.
Well, as you said, time will tell. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.